It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the voice of the Inner West. My name is Lee Stark.
And I think my name is Gary Stark, but I'm not sure. I need to check.
Oh, I thought your name was Paul Simon, to be honest.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be. It might be.
You know, you might actually be Mr. Robinson. You're probably not, are you? Welcome to the Gadget
Grill. Who knows?
Welcome to the Gadget Grill. Tonight, you'll be hearing mostly from the man opposite me, whose name is... His name completely disappears from my brain because he's my dad, so I just call him Dad. He'll be talking tonight about why you should have an unlocked phone. That's nice of you. You know, that's really nice.
Yeah, I just thought I'd throw that in.
Yeah, of course, because you're Paul Simon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or are you Garfunkel? You don't know, do you?
I've not looked.
Okay.
But they got the right initials, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
GS.
Garfunkel and Simon. Got it, yeah. Yeah. You know, so tonight you'll be hearing about why you should have an unlocked phone, of other things. We've also got a whole bunch of news. Next week will be loaded with news, just to give you a heads up, with PMA hitting Sydney, the
Photo Marketing Association.
Wow, that now suddenly sounds less appealing now that you've mentioned Marketing Association.
Yes.
Yeah. The photo bit has like, yay, the marketing bit, no.
They've got a big exhibition. They've got a big dog and pony show on at Darling Harbour next week.
Can we ask them about the D300S? Can we? Oh, can we?
I'm certainly going to ask Nikon about the D300S. But yeah, we're going to.
Can
be
we ask Olympus if we can play with the pen? That was announced this week.
That's right. Yes, yeah. We certainly can. Whether they'll let us or not is another matter.
Mm. So we'll be talking a little bit about some of the camera stuff that that was announced this week. There's one main item, which is what we just mentioned there, the Olympus pen. We'll be talking about that coming up, as well as a whole bunch of other news and goodies and stuff.
Who knows what?
Yeah.
Well, it's the Gadget Grill, after all, on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com, because we hadn't said that yet.
Oh, yeah, you know, because my head's just not quite there tonight.
No.
My head's really there in the first place.
I saw it standing in the corner all by itself.
Yeah, it can be a bit like that. In any case, we should probably get to our first song. You've got the cue sheet, I don't.
Yeah, and the first song, what is it?
I don't know, you've got the cue sheet, I don't. Oh, I can tell you who this is, I remember. This is DeLorean. This is a new band I found on eMusic. It's actually from a CD called Ayrton Senna, believe it or not.
Ayrton Senna, as in the late great racing driver.
That's him. This is DeLorean with Monsoon. The Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ here. I'll say it now. It's the voice of the Inner West, and you can find us online at www.radio2rdj.com to listen to us in beautiful, amazing, stereo quality digital sound. That was nice. Should I actually hit the mic? Yeah, that's cool.
That's good.
And if you want to...
Just rearranging some deck chairs.
Okay, yeah, because you've got all those deck chairs in front of you.
Yeah.
You might want to make sure they don't block your access to the deck
cables,
there.
The cables don't wrap quite nicely around all the gear here that I've got.
Maybe
I've
should try some wireless stuff.
I'd like to, but that would interfere with the wireless radio.
Yeah, exactly. And you can also find us at www.gadgetgrill.com.au. If you want to find out about anything we've been talking about tonight, reviews, videos, podcasts of all the things.
Hamburgers, popcorn, peanuts, chips.
We are a grill. We do grill things.
That's right.
Actually,
the special tonight is grilled chips.
Grilled chips, eh?
Yeah, because you've got... Cause it's
that's right, that's right, the grilled... You're
talking about chips, aren't you?
I'm talking about chips. Wow, your segues just suck compared to last week. Your segues last week was so amazing.
It's still early.
Of course, right. That's your excuse.
You got a better one?
A trio of terabytes. No, that's my even worse segue as well, because they're not actually terabytes. This week has seen a whole bunch of memory increases for several companies. Some are quite firsts. For instance, Kingston have brought out a 128 gig thumb drive.
What?
A 128 gigabyte thumb drive. USB Whoa. Thumb drive. So I've 100. The biggest one I've got is an 8 gig, and the biggest I thought you could get was a 32 gig.
Do you know what that means? You could actually pull the hard drive out of your computer.
Yeah, and just use USB slots. So that's got more memory than half the laptops I see.
Let me take that one step further for you. You could actually pull the hard drive out of your computer, and if you're using something like the Winds that we're using, you could actually hotwire that inside the motherboard.
Oh, hold on. Imagine if you had the MacBook Air. Stick it in. You've doubled your memory with one thing.
And used up
your one USB slot. That's right. Unfortunately, would you like to know the price of this in America?
It's not going to be cheap.
$546.
Actually, that's not too bad for what it is.
I don't know.
It's expensive.
It's expensive.
But it's not bad for what the technology is.
Yeah, it's capless, comes with a retractable thing. Verbatim this week. Retractable USB connector.
Oh,
yeah,
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, didn't come with anything. Didn't come with a retractable
thing.
Yeah. Verbatim this week came out with a 32 gig SDHC card. That's kind of cool too. Everyone is, you know, that means that you can SDHC. Hold on, I've got the press release here. It's SDHC. I thought it was a micro SDHC. That's kind of cool for cameras and whatnot. And this is the other one I've got here, Western Digital, who are finally producing their own solid-state drives.
I read an article the other day, somebody throwing an SSD into their ordinary MacBook.
Okay, yeah, that I can see that would probably... Oh, no, there's a catch there. I've heard about this. The new MacBooks have an issue. This will be a Mac
news. This was not a new one, but...
Okay, well, the new MacBooks, with the exception of the Pro, from what I'm hearing, I might have to check back on this, are capped at 1.5 gigabits on SATA, so they can't technically run at 3.
They can't run at 3.
They run at 3. And that doesn't affect most hard drives, but it does affect solid-state drives. So if you take a solid-state drive and you stick it in a regular MacBook, a current one, there's nothing you can do. You're capped. And you can't run at the full speed.
Because this guy was saying that he's very impressed with the speed, you know, sort of a sub-30-second boot time.
Well, if you, this is the rumors I'm seeing, and I've seen some evidence of it this week, but could be worth checking out.
Interesting. I've got some very interesting news.
Which is a change for you, because normally your news is incredibly boring.
This one is actually very exciting, and this is exclusive. You're going to only hear this on...
only. It's the Gadget Grill exclusive.
This is a Gadget Grill.
Where's the sound effect, Dad? Exclusive.
Oh, you want to
No, I don't. I don't. Just go on. No, don't.
Okay. Okay. This is a Gadget Grill exclusive, because I got an email that was from St. George Bank, although the actual email...
Oh, no, this is a rant, isn't it?
No. Although the email address is support@stlgeorge.com.
Oh, God.
Or is it st1george?
Oh, God, you're reading spam on the air, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
But this is beautiful, because this one announces...
Whoa, you just said spam is beautiful.
I don't think
anything has ever been said about spam, the meat product.
Bear with me, my son. All will be revealed.
I don't think it will.
From St. George comes the message that we have recently updated our online system to include new layer secure authentication.
Geez, you're as bad as
spam. Layer secure authentication. There is no such thing that I'm aware of from a technical point of view.
Oh.
This is intended to provide you with the best security possible when accessing your account. You will need to update your account in order to continue using your card. What card? But the best part is this. The link is to Commonwealth Home.
Sorry, what?
Commonwealth Home.
Who'd you say it was from in the first place?
St. George.
St. George are owned by Westpac, right?
St. George are owned by Westpac. So this is from Commonwealth.
St. George Compact.
This is a new bank. Maybe it's like
John West Tuna, George West Com Tuna or something.
Yeah, I think
there's
something
very fishy about that.
So, people, please, read your spam, enjoy it for what it's worth, which is not a hell of a lot.
Yeah, you get a lot these days. Speaking of stuff that
I'm actually getting less.
You're getting less.
My new regime is starting to work. The new email address has not received any spam at all.
Your new regime, that would be the one where you take the spammers out and execute them.
That's the one.
That's the one. Well, speaking of stuff that's kind of fun, TomTom released something this week for their GPSs. I'm actually really envious. I don't use GPSs because I get around on public transport, so I get to places 4 years from when I left, if I'm lucky.
On a good day.
On a good day, I arrive to my job 4 years later. TomTom released something really cool. They've already got a John Cleese sound effect, and that's one of the best sort of sound effects you can have.
In fact, when I'm using TomTom, that's the voice scenario that I use.
The voice system, yeah. But they've gone one better. I don't think there's a more recognizable character voice on the planet than Homer Simpson.
Woohoo! You have reached your destination.
Hey, that kind of faded too quickly.
Ah, yes.
But that worked. He says a whole bunch of cool things. I think it's available for about $13. Are you going to try it again? No. You and your sound system, you want to stop that? You and your sound system.
What happened there?
I don't know, but don't worry about it. We'll just, you know, just make sure it doesn't happen again, or else you're fired, and I'll hire you again.
Yeah.
So TomTom have released that, and that's probably one of the cooler products. If you're a geek and you have a GPS, which I think most people do, and you happen to have a TomTom GPS, go ahead and get this, because if you can have, you know, Homer telling you where to go, it probably doesn't get any better than that. Are you busy over there? Do you want me to go with something else?
No, because the iPhone 3 operating system has now been released.
Oh, God, I can't believe I missed the most important story of the week.
It is now available to you for your downloading edification, provided, of course, you have iTunes 8.2.
Oh, God, that really annoys me, that thing.
Yeah. But you can now download it and install it on your iPhone.
You have to pay money if you have an iPod Touch, don't you? You have to pay money. In America, you have to pay $10. I don't know what it is here. I'll find out. You keep talking, I'll find out.
Okay. I'm not sure. But, apparently they're getting hit pretty hard. Apple's iTunes activation servers are being hit pretty hard.
It takes a while, too. I was talking with someone yesterday about it, and it was like, he was talking to me for in one instance, then 20, 30 minutes later, his upgrade was done. That's a pretty significant amount of installation it's got going on there.
Yeah. But, you know, everybody wants to get the latest one because it's got all the new features, cut and paste and stuff like that.
Yeah, cut and paste. Only how long did it take for them to get?
It's only 2 years.
Only 2 years, yeah.
Only 2 years. This is Apple we're talking about.
Right. This is Apple we're talking
about. On the other side of the coin, on the Microsoft side of things, for Windows Mobile users, they have a Facebook client for Windows Mobile.
Really? A Facebook client? How exciting.
Yeah, well,
is it for 6.1 or for 6.5?
It is for 6.
Okay.
So it'll be 6.1 as well. And the other thing on the subject of Windows Mobile is that F-Secure have now made available, or they're about to make available, an antivirus client for Windows Mobile 5 and 6. It's going to be available from later this week, June 24th.
They're the second company I know of to do that. The first would be Kaspersky. I'm guessing both companies have picked up that viruses are going to become pretty freaking easy to propagate anyway, over mobile phones, especially on operating systems. I'm not going to say Windows Mobile is easy to break, but it's Windows. It doesn't exactly have the best reputation.
Right. So did you find out about the iPhone while we've been talking?
No, it doesn't actually say on Apple's website. I'm assuming it'll be somewhere between $10 and $20, but I've got no idea.
Yeah. You have another news item for
us. I do. As you're sticking with your Microsoft thing, if you work for Microsoft, and I know quite a few people who do, and you want Microsoft to pay for your mobile data and, you know, your plans, you can't have a BlackBerry, an iPhone, a Symbian, or a device that runs on anything else other than the Microsoft operating system. It's kind of a cool way of keeping their users using Microsoft.
Interesting.
I guess the downside to this is you have to hope that their users aren't the only people using their operating system on their phones. I mean, with everyone on the planet trying to buy an iPhone or a Pre or an Android phone lately, you really don't want your own employees to be the only ones using Windows Mobile. I guess that's just from my point of view, though. I've got an actual cool piece of news.
We're always interested in cool news.
Well, this is kind of fitting because a camera expo is coming up in Australia. MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Very worthwhile. Very
much so.
Auspicious organization.
Researchers have created a piece of fiber that they've been able to put a camera into. And you think of a fiber, it is tiny, it is minute. It's the sort of thing that you can sew into your clothing. They have created, or they have put, 8 sensors into a single thread of fiber. It's 25 millimeters fiber.
25 millimeters?
Yes.
That's
2.5 centimeters. It's in the middle of a 25 millimeter fiber sheet. And I said, did I say shed?
You said shed.
I'm obsessed with a shed. And so the idea behind this...
You have reached your destination.
Now.
And you can hold your head up high because you are a genius.
Obviously not
at
you.
At the end of the road, turn left. Then take the motorway.
I really want a reason to use a GPS. I really do.
Get a train ticket.
Right. Wonderful. I need to get a portable GPS. They need to make... Actually, no, that's one thing they have. This week, Nokia started testing indoor GPSs inside of a mall. So now you can never get lost, which I'm not really sure is a good thing, to be honest. I kind of like getting lost sometimes. It allows me to ignore everyone.
But you don't really want to get lost in a mall, do you?
I think, you know, I was actually saying this, to my girlfriend the other day. We were in a mall, and I was actually trying to find a store.
You're in a mall with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Would you like to rephrase that statement?
No.
Okay.
Because I actually don't know what the joke is there. tell me when I'm older, will you?
Okay.
We're in the mall, and I couldn't find a map. So I guess at that point, and it was amazing, I couldn't find a map inside a mall. So I couldn't tell me where I was.
Obviously, you weren't in the Westfield.
Yeah, that's right. I was in the Westfield. There wasn't one in there. One final news item, and this has to do with iPhone. Now that 3.0 is up and running, you might be wondering, can you tether your mobile phone, finally?
Oh.
Vodafone, apparently you can, straight out of the box. Like, straight out of it. It doesn't seem to bother with it, which is cool. Virgin people, you should technically be able to as well. Maybe.
Telstra probably won't.
Telstra probably not. We don't know about Virgin. We'll try it later on when we upgrade. We haven't upgraded yet, have we?
No, not yet.
And Optus users have to pay $10 to do it. It's only for postpaid users, from what I'm reading. But you have to pay $10 basically to activate the service so you can use it.
And that probably is a good segue into our next segment, which will probably be after this piece of music.
Indeed. Which one is this? This is Narina Palette.
Yes, it
this is. We were going to play this last week.
You have reached
your destination.
What the
hell? Can you stop that?
And you can hold your head up high.
You can't hold your head up high. Did you play the wrong one?
No, I played that deliberately.
You played that deliberately.
I just wanted the woohoo.
This is Narina Palette with Dad trying to give me a heart attack. This is the song.
Breakfast with a Difference, tune into Ian and Dee Dee's Breakfast Chill on 2RDJ every Monday from 7am to 9am, broadcasting live right after the BBC World Service.
Listen to a beautiful blend of New Age, meditation and reflection, as well as news talk, health and well-being, entertainment and some fun and games.
Plus a mix of music from hot to chilled, contemporary to classic.
Tune in and chill out every Monday from 7 to 9am, 2RDJ, 88.1 FM.
We'll put you in the mood.
It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the voice of the Inner West. My name is Lee Stark, and...
My name is Gary Stark.
I was going to do the introductions for him, but fine.
I'm sorry, you can do it if you wish.
No, it's okay, you've already done it. I'm not going to... Okay. I'm not going to waste any more time than people really would prefer to... I'm lost. Why don't you do this segment?
We've got a segment to do, haven't we?
Yeah.
Nobody told me.
You told them before the break.
Oh, that's right. I did, didn't I? Yes. Okay. What we are doing now, we're talking about unlocking your mobile phone. Why should you do it? I can't think of any reason. No,
you're
seriously.
You're a liar. You can think of reasons.
I can think of some very good reasons. Probably one of the most important ones is that if you travel and you travel overseas, if your mobile phone is currently locked to your provider... What that means is that when you go overseas and you use your local, your Australian SIM card, you're going to get charged a lot of money for any phone calls, internet access, whatever, for any usage of your phone while you are travelling overseas. Now, if you have lots and lots and lots of money, then fine, go ahead and be gouged if you wish. If, like me, you're just a little bit more frugal than that, and I'm only a little bit more frugal than that, you may wish to unlock your phone, which means that when you go overseas, you can put in a SIM card from a different carrier, a local carrier, and for around about, I don't know, $20, say, if you're going around in the US, you can set yourself up with a temporary account and a temporary phone number, let your people in Australia know what it is, and you're paying local US rates for your phone calls, which are a lot better than paying roaming Australian rates while you're travelling in the USA.
You should probably ask, how do you unlock a phone?
That's a very good question, and I'm glad that you asked that question.
What, so now you can give them an actual answer?
Oh, I think I might be able to do that. Now, the methodology for unlocking your phone is absolutely phone-specific. If you have, for instance, an iPhone, there are versions of the iPhone software around.
Apple don't like this too much.
Apple do not like this at all. But you can, what you do, what's called jailbreaking your phone, or you unlock your phone and then you jailbreak it.
There's lots of instruction manuals on how to do that.
Yeah. If you Google jailbreak iPhone, you'll find out how to do it. You've got to download the firmware from Apple. You've got to run a couple of routines on it that change the code, and then you can run your iPhone even from a non-Telstra or a non-Optus or a non-Vodafone or a non-Virgin provider.
If you've got a Nokia or any, if you've got Nokia or a Sony or a standard cell phone, you might want to contact your provider. If you've been on a plan with them for a year or two, chances are you have a phone that could be unlocked anyway. Or if you don't, if you've got something like a prepaid, you might want to ask them straight out for the unlock code. I mean, there a lot of companies, where they tend to charge you money to unlock the phone.
Which they should not do.
Which they shouldn't do. However, you can also Google online, unlock your phone, unlock my cell phone.
If you've got a Nokia or whatever, Google Nokia and your model number and see what comes up and have a look around. Take your time, research it a little bit thoroughly.
There are some services that rip people off.
Yeah. Basically, when you're looking for this stuff online and they're asking you to pay money, move on.
Some of the time, some of the pay money things are logical, but you've got to weed out, you know, you've got to work it out. An easy way to check, actually, to be honest, is to go on a forum. Go on a forum in Australia with a lot of techies.
Whirlpool.net would be good.
Yeah, that's a good one for it. Overclockers Australia is pretty good. Overclockers Australia is pretty good as well. Overclockers.com.au. And find out what people are doing there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other reasons why you might want to unlock your phone? You may want to use a different carrier.
Yeah.
You may like your phone. So.
Yeah. I didn't have great luck with some phone companies in the past. Actually, no one gives good luck in Bondi, to be honest. But
in terms of mobile service, no, there's no such thing as mobile service in Bondi. It's mobile. It moved on.
Yeah. Anyway, song dead?
Oh, I think so. This is... Oh, yes.
Yeah, did I program good this time?
Oh, this is very good, and this is somebody... I'm very envious of you.
Oh, yes. Is this the Ron Carter?
This is Ron Carter.
Oh.
Live. Bags Groove. Jazz. It's not for everybody. It's better than that. Whether your taste is trad, blues, straight ahead, hard bop, bebop, New Orleans funk, or Afro-Cuban, we play it for you. Every weekday, 11 till 1. Here on Radio 2 RDJ FM 88.1 or on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com.
Thank you. 88.1 Radio 2RDJ. This is the Gadget Grill, the only Gadget Grill that will give you a review right now.
A serving of fresh chips, as it were.
I think this was actually more like a fresh, hot and spicy information.
Okay.
With jalapenos on the side.
I could do with some jalapenos right now.
Yeah. Shame you don't have any.
It is a shame that I don't have any, yes.
Anyway, we're going to be talking about, what is this? It's the Linksys Media, what is it?
Linksys Cisco Media Hub with LCD. Oh,
that's right, because Linksys is owned by Cisco.
That's right. That's what it says on the box. Okay. Media, Linksys Cisco Media Hub with LCD.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you what it is. It's basically network-attached storage, an NAS device.
So, hard drive attached to your network.
Hard drive attached to your network.
Okay.
You can plug it into your network or not. It's wireless.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Was it wireless? I don't think it was.
I can't remember. No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. So it's not wireless.
It's not wireless.
So you take back what you just said. It's not wireless.
It's not wireless.
You turned into an alien from Men in Black, Dad.
Yeah, okay. What do you mean I've turned into one?
Yeah, exactly.
It is a network attached storage with a 500 gig drive, and it is specially designed to let you put your media onto the network, so that's your music files, your movie files, your videos, all that sort of stuff, and you can access them from any computer on the network.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's all well and good, and in fact, this device was very easy to set up. What I did to set it up was I plugged in the power cord, I plugged in the network cable, I turned it on.
Oh, wow, that sounds complicated for you, Dad.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you turning something on.
I know, I turned it on. And then when I went and had a look at the network on the Mac,
okay,
there was a new device there appearing.
What was it called?
Den. Den. That's what this one was called.
Okay.
And I went and browsed to Den, and there were files on it.
Okay.
It was really that easy. One of the very nice features about it was that it had a browser interface. It actually has a little web server in it, and the web server serves you your content, so you can just use your Internet Explorer or Safari or Firefox. You can just put in the internet address or the name.
I did notice that. Yeah, you can. And basically, when you're browsing it, like you're browsing it as if you're browsing a web page.
Yes.
And you can watch it through your browser. That's the actual method of watching. I found that interesting.
It is a very, very cool, very interesting, and very creative way of setting it up. It's very good. You can upload files to it through the browser as well.
I think you can also move stuff to it using SD and compact flash sort of cards on the front.
It has a card reader on the front which accepts compact flash,
SD.
It has
like a 500 gig drive with it or what?
There's a 500 gig drive in it. The top is removable. You can just,
As I learnt the other day when I tried turning it on.
That's right. The button on the top is to remove the cover off the top. And it's got a couple of extra drive bays. So if you want to expand it, you just slip an extra drive in and away you go.
It's got one extra drive bay, I think, not a couple. But yeah. So you can basically put a terabyte in.
Yeah. And, so the machine is easily expandable.
Well, it's gigabit Ethernet as well, by the way.
Yeah, gigabit Ethernet. So you've got lots of speed there, so it'll move things around your network very quickly.
Yep.
It's got a little LCD on the screen, so you can get on the screen display of on the device of how much storage is on there, little graphic display of how much space you've got left.
Yeah, I actually thought it was quite a cool device. I like the method of using it to watch my movies and TV shows and whatnot that I've...
Through the browser?
Yeah, that
very
was kind of cool.
Very nice.
It made it so that, if I was, say, sitting in my room on my laptop, I could do it just, pretty easily. What I didn't kind of think was cool, I kind of thought it needed video ports on the back.
Yes, I agree with you. For a media device, it should also be able to connect directly to, I guess, an HDMI port would be useful, say, connected to your large screen TV and just run straight into that.
Yeah, I mean, I know that there are other devices out there that do it. I think Western Digital have one. I know that some of the no-name brands do them, and I just found it a little bit surprising that for a device this well-built, this well-designed, it just seemed a little surprising that you actually still needed a home theater PC or some video connection to your TV to get this to work in the first place. It just seemed...
Absolutely.
Yeah, it seemed kind of weird.
Yeah, and the other thing that annoyed me, that pissed me off, was the browser interface. If you navigate away from a document, from a page, which might be a movie that you're watching or something like that, it continually pesters you. Are you sure you want to move away from this page?
Even though the answer is obviously yes, I'm trying to get the hell away from here.
Yeah. You know, bring back Clippy, why don't we?
Overall, what did you think?
I thought it was a very, very nice device. As I say, the ease of setup was good, the expandability, compatibility. We used it on the Mac, or with the Mac, we used it with
I've used
the Vista machine.
iTunes notices as well. It's been very well developed. I think that it needs video ports in the back. That's what I'm stuck on. Not so much your bug, but I'm stuck on that. Anyway, should we go to a song? I think we've got Mel Torme, don't we?
Yes. This is a very seasonal music. This must be Christmas in July.
Yeah.
Mel Torme and the Christmas song and Les Feuilles Mortes.
Autumn leaves.
The dead leaves, as it is in French.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
.1 Radio 2RDJ, wrapping up the Gadget Grill. My name is Lee Stark, and we're wrapping up the Gadget Grill over there on the decks. Who occasionally speaks is my dad, Gary Stark.
That would be me, and it is time already to...
Has it been that time already?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is. I can already hear the Deer Hunter coming in underneath us with The Church and a Dime from their Act 2, which is probably one of the best discs I've ever listened to in my entire life. It's that good.
What are we doing next week?
Next week, we're going to be talking all camera stuff because it's PMA next week. We're going to wrap up PMA with a post-PMA pre...
Okay, PMS for PMA.
Yeah, we're going to do our post-photographic thing. We'll talk about the Olympus. We'll talk about
the Nikon. We'll be there with a crash and a bang and a wallop.
We will. Anyway, my name's Lee Stark.
I'm Gary Stark. You've been listening to The Gadget Grill on to RDJ FM 88.1.
I'll see you next week, Australia.
Bye.